California lawmakers are considering a bill to cut the cord on landline telephone service at a hearing today before the Assembly Utilities and Commerce Committee. Assembly Bill 2395 would permit AT&T to stop maintaining the copper-wired landline service in California in 2020, except in areas that have no alternative to cell phone or voice-over internet protocol service. Josh Hart, a consumer advocate who founded a group to fight smart meters in homes, says landlines are a crucial part of the state's infrastructure and are less vulnerable than cell phones.
They depend on the electric grid, and when that goes down, there's no cell service. So there needs to be robust, reliable, high-quality landline service available as a choice for Californians.
AT&T says its cell and VoIP services are more advanced and cost less than landlines, and they estimate only 15% of households in the state maintain a landline. Advocates say that still amounts to about 10 million Californians. Blanca Castro with the AARP California says her organization opposes the replacement of publicly switched telephone networks because many people, especially seniors, can't use cell phones or aren't comfortable with the technology.
People's landlines are their lifeline because of disabilities, not being able to read the numbers on a cell phone, and needing to have big keyboards on landlines.
Last summer, the FCC passed a rule allowing phone companies to phase out landlines, but required them to give homeowners and businesses 3 months and 6 months notice, respectively. For California News Service, I'm Suzanne Potter.